Welcome to the Unseen Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Morse, holistic business coach, spiritual mentor, modern mystic, and artist. In this podcast, we explore all things mysticism, creativity, spirituality, and entrepreneurship, bridging the spiritual and the practical. So excited to have you here, and I'll see you in the show. Let's dive right in. All or nothing thinking. Just the term alone got me feeling some kind of way, right? Check in with your body when you hear that all or nothing thinking. Does that resonate in your body? I just listened to a podcast with Paige Michelle and Rachel Bell, and one of the things she was talking about was all or nothing thinking, and I was like, wow. That is the sauce right there. The awareness, and this especially is pertinent for people who are neurodivergent or empaths, highly sensitives, have more of a tendency to lean into this all or nothing thinking pattern, right? So it's a swinging of the pendulum. It's the swinging of energies. Moving from super feminine to super masculine and black and white. So, for instance, I'm going to give you a couple examples here. If you have, for entrepreneurs, right? You have this idea, like this new program, and you think, oh my gosh, this new program is like God's gift to earth, and it's pouring through me, and this is the best thing that anyone has ever seen in the entirety of history, right? So it's like all, you could put that in the category of like all thinking, right? Or you can then swing your idea like a week later will be, oh my gosh, this idea is shit. I should just give up now. So this is what I'm talking about, the swinging of the pendulum. Like, this is a miracle, and this is absolute shit. And neither of those are 100% accurate, right? There's always the middle way. So, for instance, this happens as well. When we're growing, when we're in self-development mode, and we learn something new about ourselves, we might go to the all or nothing thinking, even in this revelation. So it could be something like this, like you realize something new about yourself, or you uncover a new layer of healing. And then all of a sudden your brain goes, or your inner dialogue, right, is, well, gosh, I have been so stupid. I've had the wool over my eyes for so many years. Everything I ever thought is wrong. I'm so dumb. I know nothing, right? That's one swing of the pendulum. Or you can swing to the other side. Let me pause there. I want to talk more about the middle way. So that's one swing, right? Like thinking you're completely dumb, or going to the other side and thinking that this is like, you have figured out the biggest secret in all of history, right? So the middle way would be something more nuanced. The middle way would be, oh my gosh, I just had another deep revelation. I just had such a deep healing come through. I realize, so much of what I've done and what I've learned to this point is still valid and helpful, but now I have a new perspective on how, my energy system works, how my mind works, how I work, that can help me refine and elevate my life even more, right? Like, that's an example of a middle way. So for me, I know this has been a huge issue in my life, is this all or nothing thinking. And it really stems to the nervous system needing to be in the fight or flight response and needing to have some sort of tension or stress, right? So like those polarities create tension or stress. And if you have felt as a child, if your parents' nervous systems were wired to be really on edge, and then you grew up in an environment that put you on edge, and you're just very highly sensitive to energetics and energy, your system is used to this kind of play, this kind of dynamic, it's going to create these really polarizing situations. You're going to be attracted to things and perspectives and thoughts and ways of framing things that are not so nuanced, but very all in or nothing. And this can show up even for entrepreneurs and scheduling, right? It's like, I'm going to pack my schedule so full to the brim. I am superhuman. I only need, 60-minute break in my whole day, which is not true. And you underestimate how much time things take always, right? So you can go into that, which is like the all mode, right? Or the nothing mode, which is I need to retreat for 3 months. I won't talk to anybody. I'm going to be totally unable to get a hold of. I'm leaving everything behind and I need to retreat, right? So like nothing, right? And you can see how one could cause the other, right? So once you're in an all state of pretty much burnout, then you're going to want to go to a nothing state. And then in the nothing state, you're going to feel like, oh my gosh, I need to get back into the world. And you're going to have a burst of energy and you're going to go back into an all state. And then you're going to swing back to a nothing state. So you see where the cycle happens, right? You see where this comes into play. And it's really about the middle way. And they talk about this in the Tao Te Ching and many texts, right? Like, how can we find the middle way? How can we find the way, the hybrid solution? How can we find the balance, the center point? And we talk about it like it's an easy thing to do because it's not. We live in polarity. We live in the third dimension, like we're in bodies. We live with feminine and masculine principles running this show currently. So the masterful person, the masterful entrepreneur, right, will think, how can I become empowered in this situation? What allows me to become a master and realize that this is my spiritual journey? And yes, I may have not known what I know today, and that does not make it right to shame myself, for one, because a lot of times we like to just put, my gosh, I've been so dumb, I'm so blind, and all my life I've da 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 da. Not true. That's exactly where you were meant to be, and exactly where you're meant to be here having this revelation is this particular moment in space and time, right? So becoming empowered in like, wow, this is the perfect timing for this to happen. Everything before now is totally still valid, but how can I step into becoming a master, and how can I realize that every piece of this puzzle and every healing and every new realization will lead me into my next growth potential, my next phase, my next evolution in whatever I'm working on, and as a soul, right? So like, this is soul work, all of it, whether we're talking about business, life, romance, it's all soul work. So just realizing that, especially when you have a tendency to go to all or nothing, how can I find the middle way and become a master, right? How can I find this balance and realize that if you don't always feel centered and you don't always have balance, that's also okay. That's a middle way thinking, actually, to realize that, oh, it's okay if I don't feel balanced all the time. That is actually more of a sense of balance than shaming yourself and desperately trying so hard every tool, modality, or technique to find balance, right? If you just accept the middle way. So you could divide this into like so many scenarios, right? Like the middle way could be off-center. The middle way could be off-center. So navigating through this, I think, is just, it really is our calling as people who are awake and on a spiritual journey and ready to step into empowerment and take control, you know, of our lives. And I don't want to say control, but become empowered, because we're not really controlling anything, right? We're navigating it. We're co-creating it. So that's that, guys. I hope you enjoyed. And just check in with yourself. All or nothing. How does that resonate for you? Do you notice that coming up in your life? Do you notice those patterns happening for you? No, there's nothing wrong with you. It's really normal, right? So don't shame yourself if that's true. And I invite you to consider what the middle way would look like for you.
Thank you guys so much. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider doing a rate and review. I know everyone asks you to do this, but it really does make a difference so that more ears can hear this message and so that we can connect further and on a deeper level with more people. So if you go to wherever you're listening to this podcast, give a 5-star rating. If you're feeling really great about it, a review would be amazing. And I so deeply appreciate it. And thank you for being here.